Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, welcome back. Now, a thread online by the artist and illustrator Barry Masterson. It got a huge response when he posted it over the weekend. And he was asking if the GAA were using artificial intelligence art for a match programme, because it certainly looked like they were doing. And his argument is obviously that the use of AI is going to affect the future for artists, and it has them worried. Barry Masterson is on the line now. Good morning to you, Barry.
Hi, Oliver. How are things?
Not so bad at all. No, it's lovely. And thanks so much for chatting to us about this. When you put this post online, why do you think it received such attention? And indeed, there was a lot of anger from your fellow illustrators.
It's funny. I certainly didn't expect to end up talking to you after posting it anyway. I happened to be looking at the website where the programs were for sale. And I thought, oh, they must have got a new artist or something. And had a look at the art and zoomed in, and it was crazy. Some of the players have, you know, six arms, and the helmets are bleeding into their face, and there's a soccer goal in one of the backgrounds. So I think that's why it got such a big reaction, just because of how obvious some of the mistakes were. You know, everyone has six fingers and things like that. So
all the telltale errors of AI art, in inverted commas.
Yes, definitely. The thing I find strangest is, you know, that they were made and there seems to have been no oversight. You know, someone surely had to look at these and say, these are fine, this is good, you know. So I think that's why I got such a big reaction.
And it caught a lot of eyes on match programmes, and it was several match programmes across the weekend, football and hurling. And as you say, soccer goals in the background. I noticed the soccer balls, all right, which I thought was very, very odd. And helmets where the grills were sort of going into the face or missing altogether.
Yeah, there was one with someone's hand melting into the football as well. There's very strange things. And if you zoom into the ground as well, Croke Park seems to have developed a few extra tiers. Just the whole thing is a bit wild.
So you felt angry when you saw this, because this is your business. You literally have illustrated match programmes in various sports.
Yeah, I've worked with the FAI especially for a couple of years, maybe between about 2018 and 22, doing the men's and women's international covers. So I have a little insight into the amount of, you know, work and time that goes into these things, as well as the oversight, you know, that there'd always be someone looking over the work and making sure this is actually good, this is what we want, you know, and kind of okaying it at the end of the day, because they really cared about having a good product for their customers, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Match programs are kind of a souvenir and a keepsake as well.
Yeah.
I think it's important they look good, you know, it represents the brand, and I don't know.
You have a memorable match, people will keep it. And the GAA is all about community, organisation. It's an amateur sport, and it's so, so Irish. And you would have expected that they would hire illustrators for this kind of thing. That's probably where your anger came from, I'd imagine.
Well, this is it. Not just illustrators. They often use, you know, photography and design and things. And, you know, they're all people that are being cut out if they start using AI instead. You know, that's a whole host of different people and different jobs who could be affected.
Tell us how much work actually goes into, you're given the commission to design a match programme. When do you start, roughly? How long does it take, and how much back and forth is there between yourself and the client?
Yeah, normally you'd be, you know, given a brief, maybe a rough outline of, you might have an idea for a whole campaign, or maybe just a one-off idea for a drawing, you know, for a special event or something. And you know, you'll spend a bit of time researching and developing the idea and sketching it out and stuff. And normally then you'll send the rough to, you know, the art director or communications manager. They'll tell you if they think it's a good idea and to go for it. And then it can take anywhere between, you know, a day and a week, depending on how difficult it is to get it right and the over and backs. And, you know, just to change aspects and make sure it works and fits. And sometimes you work with graphic designers as well who add the text. So it's quite a collaborative process. A lot of people are involved. And I feel like with these, maybe because there were so many matches, you know, they had a deadline to hit, and, you know, someone was probably given more work than was acceptable, really, for one person to have to deal with, you know, and they have to hit a deadline. Yeah. So personally, I kind of feel bad about bringing this up, because I probably ruined someone's weekend and maybe got them in trouble, you know, which really wasn't the intention either. But I do feel like if, you know, you have to bring attention to these things, and the organisation needs to hear about it especially, you know, because this is in the GAA's name. This is their responsibility and their problem at the end of the day. You know, it represents them and their people.
Well, you had legitimate concerns, you raised them, and there was a huge response, and your concerns were shared by tons of people as well. And the GAA itself, they were obviously asked. I think you're being generous by saying there's so many matches going on, because it's an organisation that works very professionally, even though it's an amateur sport, as we know. And you're probably aware of their statement at this stage, effectively admitting they used AI art, and they say it was a one-off experiment by our publishing partners who produce hundreds of match programmes for us. We traditionally use imagery and graphics, and I would expect that to continue. It sounds like they're not going to do this again.
Yeah, I hope so.
So it worked. It had quite an impact, Barry. So you must feel good about that aspect of it.
I guess so. Yeah. No, it's been an interesting experience, definitely.
Yeah.
And it was good to. I guess it was good to maybe feel validation. There was a lot of people who supported artists and photographers and designers, you know, and would prefer to see that kind of work, because really at the end of the day, AI art means absolutely nothing. It was made by nobody. You know, it's just kind of procedurally generated slop, is what a lot of people describe it as, you know.
But it scrapes
it kind of
the,
looks well, like something.
It scrapes the internet, doesn't it? So it is taking original works and passing it off as something else.
Yeah, no one gets to opt in or out of it, you know. It's become a massive problem in a lot of industries. It's even seeped into journalism. You know, there's been a couple of publications have been caught out making articles with AI journalists and things. You know, it's not just going to affect artists. It's seeping into a lot of industries.
Well, we've even heard the Minister for Finance saying last week that it's one third of all jobs in the country could be at risk in the future from AI.
Yeah.
And as an artist, when you're in those professions, and it's so tempting, the way you describe the back and forth, the amount of work that's involved, it's very tempting for organisations to, particularly ones that don't have a stake in the community like the GAA does, other organisations that will cut out all of these people, it'll be cheaper for us and we'll get the job done quick.
This is it. Capitalism is the problem at the end of the day. Profits before all, you know.
And regulation
involved,
as well. We've had all the problems with social media and regulation hasn't been done. Do you fear for the future when it comes to AI?
I think, you know, it's a double-edged sword. There is definitely so many applications where it could be very useful, especially in medicine and things like that. You know, they can use it to run tests and programs. But I feel like we want the computer, the AI too. You want it to do work like that, not to steal art and music and writing and entertainment from us. You know, that's what it is to be human. That's how we connect with one another. You know, that's how we describe the human experience, I suppose. I don't know why anyone would enjoy something a computer made over something a person made, you know.
There's a feeling that you kind of know that there's no human involvement.
Yeah.
Now, at the moment, you can spot the AI fakery very easily, but it's going to improve and improve, isn't it?
Definitely. I'm sure there are better examples, or even, you know, people are capable of touching up the AI to fix the mistakes, you know, that kind of thing. These just happen to be such obvious errors. You know, I'm looking at one of the covers now and there's six arms between two players, you know. You know, that kind of thing is very easy to spot.
Kamir, your life as an illustrator, it's your full-time job, isn't it? Illustrations and art in general. Does it pay?
Yes. I've been working freelance for a number of years now. I studied fine art in college, and after that it was kind of a tough journey to establish myself and know what to do, you know. Mm-hmm. So I ended up kind of just working in a hotel for a while, but I got assaulted while working in the hotel, so I ended up quitting.
Really?
And kind of spent 6 months or a year just really doing nothing and just trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, because I was finding it very difficult to struggle to balance, you know, a 9-to-5, or at the time it was nights, and making artwork. So I was kind of, you know, not making any art. So I took that opportunity to, you know, just start drawing things, throw them online. So I started sharing my drawings on Twitter, and I'm a big League of Ireland fan. So the League of Ireland community especially kind of have supported my work a lot over the years, and the clubs.
There's a lot of commissioned pieces of you hanging in living rooms around the country.
I hope so, yeah. And really, I wouldn't have gotten any of the opportunities I have gotten without those people, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's very difficult to establish yourself, and a lot of the time I still don't feel established. You know, I'm working freelance. There's not a lot of security. You know, I am a self-employed person, and especially the big issue with AI is they're going to take a lot of the cheap jobs first, and that means new artists coming through will never get the opportunity to build a portfolio or get work or establish themselves. Gosh, and we will just, you know, kind of, I think that's nearly as big an issue, because people who are already established are making money and they're going to be okay no matter what. Their skills are always going to be in demand. But someone who's new coming out of college will never even get the opportunity to develop those skills to get to a point where they can make money.
They'll
you know,
very
I feel like that's
affected.
The thing a lot of people don't think about.
Was the art, it sounds like it might have been a bit of therapy for you after being attacked in wherever you were working, on a serious note.
Yeah, it was, I guess, it was, I don't know, you only live one life, you know, and I feel like even the same for yourself, you know, trying to get into the industry you did, you had to take risks and, you know, you had, I feel like I would hate to look back in decades and wish I tried this, you know. Hmm.
So the assault that you had, that was the final straw in that job?
I think so, yeah. I had done a few service industry jobs and, you know, they're hard. Yeah, they don't pay well. You know, it's not good for the soul, I feel like. I don't think people realise if they're not working minimum wage or service industry, if they're not working service industry, how difficult that can be, you know. And a lot of people don't really have a choice. That's just the work they have. You can't just decide to leave and get a better job if you haven't had an education, you know, that kind of thing. And especially with the cost of living at the minute, you know, if you have children, there's so many responsibilities, you know, a lot of people kind of get put in the box and that is your life and you do the best you can with that, you know. And I feel incredibly privileged to be in a position where I even get to try to do what I do, you know.
Yeah. Look, it's great, and that you do a very mean Daily Mount Park, in a good way, I mean that. I know some people who haven't already. And BarryMasterson.com, that's where to go to get the commissions and all the prints and things like that. And it's been a success, Barry Masterson. The GA, certainly, I don't think they'll be trying AI art on their match programmes again, and hopefully the other sports bodies will learn the lesson by proxy. It's been a pleasure. Barry Masterson, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
51551, that's our text.
Email Oliver@rte.ie.